Welcome to the October 26th, 2011 Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting. First item on the agenda is roll call. Those members present, Chair McIntyre, Commissioners Eckley, House, Jensen, Luce, and Sundell, and ex officio McClintock. Second item on the agenda is consent agenda. Item A, excusal of absences. Vice Chair Maddox is called in. Move approval of excusal of absences. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion passes. Item 3, design review, old business. Item A, 1401 North 5th Street, North Slope, remodel. Tracy Stromberg, Keystone Construction. Do you want to come up to the table and join us? And we'll start with a staff report.
So this is 1401 North 5th Street in the North Slope Historic Review District. The house of 1401 was built in 1895, but was extensively altered for medical institutional use along with the similar house of 1415 North 5th Street beginning in approximately the 1940s. This property is a contributing structure located in the North Slope Historic Special Review District. Just by way of history and background for the commission, in 2007, the commission approved the selective demolition of the non-historic additions to the original perimeter of both homes in order to allow for future restoration of single-family dwellings. The 2007 approval included removal of the non-historic additions, stud framing the openings that remained, and securing and weather-tightening the buildings with temporary plywood sheathing, which was painted to blend in. And both homes were subsequently sold as future renovation projects. In 2009, the house of 1401 was purchased and renovations were begun without permits. Following a stop work order, the owner met several times with staff and the commission. On February 10th and March 10th, 2010, the commission approved several proposals presented by the owner, including partial siding replacement with hardy plank, replacing windows in the front and alley elevations, and a new entry door. This work, however, was not completed, and the house was then left vacant without proper revitalization for many months until a new owner, which is the current owner, has finally purchased the house. The new owner is proposing to complete the remodeling, including several exterior projects. The current proposal to the commission is for window replacement and configuration changes in the rear, front, and alley elevations, which will be itemized in a second. Just for the commission's information, the minutes from the 2010 commission meetings were enclosed with the staff report, and we also will have file photos here. Should the commission need them. The Architectural Review Committee met on October 19th, 2011, with the owners on site to review the current condition of the building. Those in attendance included Brett Maddox, Ed Eckley, Jonah Jensen, Pamela Sundell, Marshall McClintock, and staff, myself, Ruben, and Tony Cook. New owners and their contractor outlined their proposal to renovate the building into livable residential space and to take care of immediate concerns due to inclement weather exposure and longer-term restoration projects. Due to the limited number of available commission meetings in the fourth quarter between now and the end of the year and the immediate needs of the building, the commissioners agreed to review the proposal at the October 26th meeting. The proposal is as follows. Bear with me. First, remove and replace all of the existing windows on the front, rear, and alley elevations with gelled wood-clad windows and wood trim matching the sizes, configurations, and locations, as shown in the historic photos and is submitted with the proposed elevations in the application. The front elevation will have a center window added on the second story, which is consistent with historic photos that were found. B, the rear elevation, second story, will have the window on the right lowered for egress purposes. That'd be the lower sill lowered. C, the south alley elevation will have two upper story windows removed and sided over, again, per the illustration. An existing window opening in the bathroom will be raised. That means the sill will be raised and replaced with a casement or awning window. It will be a casement that opens in an awning fashion. The remaining windows will be lowered for egress. And lastly, the non-historic three-part casement window in the kitchen will be replaced with a window to match the existing nook window that was installed on the rear elevation. Lastly, the windows will be trimmed with a built-up crown molding and header to match the remaining original example, which is located on the alley elevation. Item 2, install smooth-faced hardy plank siding to match the original reveal, 4 1/4 inches, as on the original Sheridan elevation cedar siding per the previous approvals. Pilasters in the corners of the building will be constructed to match the original historic fabric, dimensions, style, and materials. A missing beam fascia will match wood material and style. Item 3, the Sheridan window or Sheridan elevation will be retained as is, including the windows. They will be painted to match the new windows. And item 4, additional work that was discussed but is not included in this application at this time includes removing the front door and side lights, which were added by the previous owner and are not original to the house, and replaced with a solid door matching the time, the period, and style of the house. B, construct a front stair and railing matching the time, period, and style of the house. And related, C, there are no current plans for a garage or carport. However, the owner may desire to install a drive with a curb cut on the Sheridan side due to lack of alley access, but this will be proposed to the commission and discussed at a later time. I think really one of the points here is that the weather's coming and there's a lead time in ordering the windows for the house, which is a key consideration. The standards that apply, North Slope Historic Special Review District Guidelines, number 4, Center of Entry. Goal, emphasize entrances to structures. Entrances should be located on the front facade of the building and highlighted with architectural details such as raised platforms, porches, or porticos to draw attention to the entry. Entrances not located on the front facade should be easily recognizable from the street. Item 6, exterior materials. Goals, use compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings. Buildings in the North Slope neighborhood were sided with shingles or with lapped horizontal wood siding at various widths. Subsequently, a few compatible brick or stucco-covered structures were constructed, although many later uses of these new materials do not fit the character of the neighborhood. Additions to existing buildings should be sided with a material to match or be compatible with the original or existing materials. And new structures should utilize exterior materials similar to those typically found in the neighborhood. Item 7, rhythm of openings. Goal, respect the patterns and orientations of door and window openings as represented in the neighboring buildings. Typically older buildings have doors and transoms that match the head height of adjacent windows. Doors also tended to be paneled or contained glazed openings. Windows are vertically oriented. Large horizontal expanses of glass are created by ganging two or more windows into a series. Most windows are either single or double hung, with a few casement windows being incorporated into designs. Many of the buildings have the upper sash articulated into smaller panels, either with Munton bars, leaded glazing, or arches. Most older windows were also surrounded with substantial trim pieces or window head trim. Staff analysis, the home, number one, the home on the property is historically significant as a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. As part of the North Slope, it is listed on the Tacoma, Washington, the National Register of Historic Places. Item 2, the Landmarks Commission has jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve changes to this building per TMC 1305.047 prior to those changes being made. Item 3, Tony, would you?
Item 3, this previously altered property will be remodeled to return it to its original use as a residence. There will be no change to the original form, massing or roof pitch, and the applicant will repair or match existing materials where possible. Item 4, the approval by the Commission on February 10th in 2011 included emergency weatherization stabilization work. Actually, that was 2010. The approval, item 5, the approval by the Commission on March 10, 2011 included repair of siding with cedar material, use of hardy plank on two elevations, extensive salvage window, and trim installation plan, restoring corner trim boards, installing a salvage front door, entry steps, and railing system. Item 6, no changes are proposed for the Sheridan elevation as the original facade has been retained. Item 7, window replacement and trim appears to meet North Slope Historic District Guidelines number 7, rhythm of opening, specifically for respect the patterns and orientation of door and window openings as represented in the neighboring buildings. Windows are vertically oriented. Ruben already read all this into the record, so I will go on to item 8. The use of an alternate material for the proposed windows is proposed in the traditional configuration of double hung style window. Meets the North Slope Guideline number 6 goal for exterior materials, specifically for use compatible materials that respect the visual appearance. The Commission has approved wood-clad windows previously. Item 9, the restoration of the primary facade on the east elevation, North 5th Street, is proposed using the historic photo with a short-term proposal that does not include the full porch deck as shown in the original photo. Item 10, the installation of smooth hardy plank and the dimensions was previously approved by the commission in 2010. And item 11, wood boards are proposed in the, on the corners of the house that match the existing remaining original corner boards in design and material. Wood window trim is proposed to match the existing wood window trims. Missing fascia will match the existing fascia material and design, thus meeting the North Slope District Guideline Number 6, exterior materials for used compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings. Buildings in the North Slope neighborhood were sided with shingles, urban lapped horizontal wood siding of various widths utilized, utilizing exterior materials similar to those typically found in the neighborhood. And staff recommendation, staff recommends adopting the above as findings and recommends approval of the proposal for window replacement, siding, and trim as submitted. Detail on the front door and stairs will be submitted at a later date.
Thank you. Mr. Stromberg, do you have anything that you would like to add to that staff report?
Other than the fact that, you know, this is basically going to be, you know, the front door that's been selected, you know, that I can hand, I can pass out, you know.
I'm gonna pass that around.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I got a feeling I'm gonna be short a little bit here.
That's all right, we can.
But, and as far as the, because down the road, when the porch.
No, that's fine, yeah.
When the porch comes into play, you know, obviously, the setup from the front, you know, we're gonna do to a degree that it can be removed and then added back onto the porch, you know, rather than destroying it. And this right here kind of shows what we're leaning toward as far as the front porch railings, and we're gonna incorporate the indentation of the front porch currently with a couple of columns to be the feed off for the start of the railings going down. And something wouldn't be too far from this, because we want to stay, you know, obviously in the pattern historically. So basically, those columns would sit right in here. And then the side light would start over here, and the feed off coming straight down would be coming off those columns.
Is that the conclusion of? Do you want to continue, or?
That's, yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, at this time, I'd like to open up discussion for questions and comments from commissioners. I think my first comment would be, I think you'd be hard pressed to find turned pickets for this particular project or something. What's the adjacent house like? The one that's the sister to this across the way. I'm looking at Marshall because he probably knows better than I do.
Well, it does not have this kind of railing, either on the porch or on the steps, I believe.
It does.
That's
okay.
I'm not gonna press the point, I was just asking.
I mean, if they're turned, they're similar, it's not the same exact setup, the spacing's completely different.
The two houses historically a different style of balusters.
Yeah.
They were not the same.
I have a copy for some reason.
Which one, Doug, here we go, just in case anybody's wondering. Turn posts were put on the, we can pass this around if you like, but on 1415, just for your information, turn posts were put on the lower part of the porch, and then the I don't know how what you describe that as, but the baluster, the ornamental baluster on top, the sweeping pieces
Right.
is a little different, so. anybody's interested, so.
This is what?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Was in the file, and I don't know if there were changes.
No, the, right now, what we're talking about to the commission is both there's the previous, previously approved siting change, and then in trim restoration, and then approval of the window package so that the owner can go ahead and order their windows. And then there will be the porch and door and so forth. You know, unless the commission feels as though it has enough information at this point, we deal with that at a later time.
Yeah.
At a subsequent meeting.
Oh, sure.
Are there other questions or comments from commissioners?
Yeah, that was going to be my question, was that it seemed like this was, I mean, interesting proposal, but we would need to see considerable more detail about the porch and so forth before we wanted to move in that direction. So, but in terms of what's being proposed here, it seems to me that this is a reasonable proposal, and I would certainly support it. I did have one question: the casement window that's going to be on the south side. That's going to be about 18 inches in height and the same width as the window.
That's the awning window?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be the same width, and then it would be 18 okay. down from the top.
So just a little box right here. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I had a different image in my mind, so that makes more sense that way.
I do have a question. I'm not sitting up here, but as far as the door, we do need to get that one in as soon as possible, because I can't live with that door that's on the front right now. It's unsecure. It's not a proper door. It doesn't fit in there at all.
So
I don't know how I need to incorporate that, how soon I can get that in, but I do need a new door.
Well, since it's been submitted, it'll be part of this this review.
Okay, so it will be. Okay, that's good.
Well, we have to be clear about that, because this, I don't think we want to, even though it's been submitted, we don't want to include this part, just the door.
I'm willing, as I did not attend the ARC meeting, I'm afraid, one of the few that I have not met, I have to defer to those who did.
The first point, I think, on the windows and the window configurations, that was the, in the siting, that was the, what we put on the agenda for this meeting. Now, if there's a lead time to ordering a door and side lights and everything, they also have to meet. Typically, if staff were to take a door, like a front entry door like this, say a property owner came to us and said we want to replace the front door of the house, and the original door is not on the house, what staff would do would be describe the specs and send it as an administrative review to the commission, which is something we can do if you want to have a cut sheet on file for what door is selected and its specs, we can do that. And just for your information, we can do the administrative part faster than this full review, if that's what the commission directs. Otherwise, if the commission feels as though through discussion here about door specs that they can get an approval that is sufficiently specific for your needs, then you can do it at this meeting. Otherwise, we can deal with it when they've selected their final door and they have the product and the manufacturer and everything. And what we'll probably do is send it to the commission as an admin review, most likely, unless there was something significantly different.
So if I get a full tear sheet on this thing, I can just do it electronically to you?
You send it to me, and then we take next steps as appropriate. What we'd probably do is send it FYI to this commission. There's an admin approval for it once we know what the brand, type, material, and that sort of thing.
Okay, perfect.
Well, my concern about this particular door that's pictured here is that it doesn't look like it's appropriate for 1895.
Right.
It looks more like it's for a craftsman-style house than for this neo-colonial. So I understand the concerns, and I think there's an appropriate door that would be there, be available, but I don't think this is it. So that was the reason that I was concerned about moving forward with the door.
A one-panel or a three-panel or a four-panel door with a top light
mm-hmm.
would be the standard type of door for this aged house.
I have a question back on the windows. Alley side, it says current casement window and kitchen will match the rear nook window. I don't know what the rear nook window is.
Right, so this is, we're talking about, this thing right here, which is installed by the previous owner and has warped its way out of his frame. And then on the back of the house is the nook window is in that configuration. I'll show you a picture of it, I think.
This thing?
Yes. Right there.
Well, that doesn't match the house at all.
It's just going to go into this space right here.
The house has all double hungs. Why would we want to put this in?
That center window is a double hung.
I know, but the configuration has all these transoms and side lights.
It was probably originally a side-by-side double hung.
Right. And that's what should go in there, is two double hungs next to each other. That's what I thought it was, too. That's why I wanted a clarification. Because you've got the double hungs right over there on the other side. Which...
Is there... I guess maybe for the commission, just to, that particular configuration, is there a reason why it's proposed? Or...
It seems like it would be easier for you just to order two double hungs and install it with a center mutton. It would be easier to install than doing all the other framing for the one that you're proposing. And probably come in at the same cost or maybe even a little cheaper.
If you'd like to set up the table, sir, please feel free.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that she likes the style of that window, and we like that it's not quite, it's not exactly... It doesn't match every single window, but it still goes with it because it has this center window and then it just has the transom and side lights. It actually looks nice on the house in person, I thought. So it's in the same room. She wanted to have one on one side, one on the other, so that they kind of are twins to each other. But yeah, I think that we're not as happy with that idea, but...
What would happen, I mean... For the way it was, the way it is currently, that wasn't addressed. As far as that, the nook window, as far as it staying like that or not.
Well, you mean
this
one staying the way it is?
Uh huh.
I don't want to.
Because that came from some other
place,
old place, you know, and got put in there, and so. We were going to just recreate that, and then rather than it being one of a kind on the house, we were trying to sort of tie it in.
The center double hung came from an old place, or the whole unit?
That's a one unit.
That's one unit.
Uh-huh. And so with the new one, being in one unit.
The recent history of the house is that the previous owner was installing things that he was picking up at salvage yards and... You know, in other surplus building material places, and so there's probably, like, although they're double hung on the front, I think there's probably three different types of windows in the front of the house, and so where he picked them up, like the front doors and the side lights, were picked up at a different source, and this I think was something else that he picked up somewhere. So there is kind of the existing condition is that there's a somewhat of a hodgepodge, and of course previously when it was the medical offices. They replaced some things, altar openings and things like that, too, during that time period. So this is existing. You're proposing replacing the window, but not changing this configuration. You're just going to... Right, okay. Mm-hmm. And then, so the idea then was to, when you pull up the casement on the other side, do it same
just thing. To tie it together to give it some kind of an even look, you know. Rather than a one-of-a-kind thing, you know.
Is that acceptable? To commissioners.
I've never seen a window like that before. I don't know, you know, what
Yeah.
If anybody else has them.
It surprises me that that would be a single unit. It just doesn't.
The house catty cornered across the street from mine that was built in 1901 has a window like that.
Is that right? All right. Okay, that's a good retort. Any other questions or comments?
Well, since I raised it, this is on an alley side, which conceivably someone could build against, so it would not be, if that ever happened, it would not be as visible. And I am sympathetic to the fact that inside the two windows that then have a companion feel, so though I don't like it, I will remove my objection.
All right. Any other comments or questions from commissioners? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I move that Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission approves the application for the proposal for window replacement, siding, and trim is submitted, and defer the approval of the door and the railing to staff at 1401 North 5th Street.
And when you say defer to staff, you mean as a administrative review?
As an administrative
okay,
review.
Okay, understood. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the application for 1401 North 5th Street with administrative review for the front door and the porch railing and columns. Is there discussion on the motion?
Yes, I'd like to move the administrative review for the porch railing and the columns.
Okay. We have an amendment to the motion. I'm not going to go through the formal getting a second for the amendment. We'll go ahead and vote on the amendment right now of removing the columns and railings from the original motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed say no.
No.
We have one no. It seems like we have five yes to remove that from the original motion. We are... The amendment is approved and the columns and railings are removed from the original motion administrative review. I believe, well, I'll deal with the original motion and we may need a second motion to deal with them following the original motion. This time I'd like to vote on the original motion if there are no other amendments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed say no. All right, the original motion passes, taking out the column and railings. All right, what is the pleasure of the commission in dealing with the column and railings? How do you want to deal with this? Do you want to deal with it now or...
I would recommend to the commission, I think there's going to be some just scale and configuration questions that probably are going to be hard to answer with specificity. You know, you probably do want to have at least a sketch. So I would recommend to the commission that for construction purposes for accessing the house, if they need to, you know, put a set of stairs up in the front to get in the front door, that's fine. But before a full construction of the new porch design or new entry design happens, that we can bring that to the commission.
Right. It's not necessary for WeatherTight right away.
But I think that I would say from the staff's opinion, it'd be appropriate to have access to the front of the building. So because it is quite a.
All right. So. I move. That as far as the columns, railings, and stairs for the front, that it come back. I don't even have to move, actually. It just has to. Okay. Moving on. Thank you very much.
So just to, what we have then is windows, siding, in trim, you're good to go. We'll talk about the door, and we can take care of that. we got a guidance from the commission, and then as you get further along down and know exactly what your the porch is going to look like, dimensions and that sort of thing, then we'll I'll bring it back and we'll get it done
all
as
right.
soon as you're ready. So.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Under item 3, new business B, 735 Jefferson, in the Union Depot Warehouse District, awnings, James Langston from Tacoma Tent and Awning. Would you please join us at the table? And we'll begin with the staff report.
Thank you.
Start with background. Constructed in 1911, the Blake, Moffett, and Town Building, the Tacoma Biscuit and Candy Company, was used for paper products, storage, and sales. Various warehousing tenants occupied the space, and since the 1970s, the old Spaghetti Factory restaurant. The current proposal is to replace the existing non-historic awnings, including the entrance awning, the center awning, with its business logo on the front elevation storefront. The four blue fabric awnings on either side of the entrance awning will be replaced, matching in kind, with the exception of the new proposal to change the color from blue to black. The center entrance awning will be replaced with an extended canopy. It will be projected an additional 4 feet, 6 inches over the sidewalk area, as shown in the photo and design plan. The new entrance canopy has a rounded shape that's a little different from the existing canopy. The attachment photo method, the attachment method is shown on the plan view and a photo in the packet. The existing awnings are bolted into the building along the entrance columns. The nomination references the historic storefront marquee and its removal in the 1970s or earlier and replaced with a series of awnings as shown in the photos. There are unknown dates, which may be from the 1940s. In addition, there's photos from 1970 and 1996. There is a requirement for a right-of-way permit, and the applicant is going through that process now. There are only it's the fourth quarter, and there's they asked us to bring it forth parallel with this application and the right-of-way permit. We know that there's additional bolts that will be required by the building permit staff. Standards, we're asking the commission to consider Union Depot Warehouse Historic Special Review District Guidelines for awnings, number 6. Awnings have been a traditional addition to the facades of buildings within the districts and shall be encouraged within the districts as a functional exterior feature. All awnings will be compatible with the historic character of the buildings and shall be based in design upon historic counterparts. They shall also A, reflect the shape and character of the window opening, B, or appear to be retractable in the form of historic awnings, C, constructed with canvas-like fabric rather than high gloss and texture, D, not be backlit or translucent, and E, be in colors or patterns which complement the building and have basis in the historic record, F, be attached to the buildings in a manner which does not permanently damage the structure or obscure significant architectural features. Also, guideline number 7 for signs, section C, messages and lettering signs. 1, messages shall be simple and brief. The use of pictorial symbols or logos is encouraged. And D, for color, light-colored letters on a dark-colored background are generally required as being more traditional and visually less intrusive in the context of the Union Station District's predominantly red brick streetscapes. Staff analysis, item 1, the Landmarks Preservation Commission has jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve changes to buildings as well as streetscapes, right-of-ways per TMC 1305047 prior to those changes being made by virtue of its status as a city landmark. And item 2, applicable guidelines for consideration of this application include the guidelines for building design and streetscape improvement review in the Union Depot Warehouse Historic District, specifically guideline number 6 regarding awnings and 7 regarding signs. Item 6, the existing awnings have been installed on the building storefront since the 70s when the storefront was altered. The previous marquee was removed either at that time or in a previous alteration. Item 7, the in-kind replacement of the existing 4 non-historic awnings matching the design and material are exempt from review with the exception of the color. However, the replacement black color is a traditional color, which appears to be the district guideline number 6 for awnings, specifically for being in the color pattern which complement the building. Item 7, the proposed new entry canopy is a new design and will project an additional 4 feet 6 inches over the sidewalk area. Item 6, the proposed new design of the canopy appears to nearly enclose the window area, which may meet Union Depot Warehouse guideline number 6 for awnings, specifically to reflect the shape and character of the window openings. Item 7, the new canopy is proposed in a traditional color and fabric material, which appears to meet Union Depot Warehouse Historic District Guideline 6 for awnings. Again, C, constructed with canvas-like fabric rather than high gloss and texture. And E, be in colors or patterns which complement the building. Item 8, the proposed attachment method, which appears to use the existing canopy's holes for attachment, thus not increasing the number of holes in the building. Thus, the awning slash canopy meets Union Warehouse Historic District Guideline 6 for awnings. F, be attached to the buildings in a manner which does not permanently damage the structure or obscure significant architectural features. The awning covers the holes and does not damage the building further with additional penetrations pending confirmation by the applicant at the meeting. The column post will be attached in the sidewalk area. The proposed, I do want to say though that the applicant will speak to that, and because I have spoken with Blue staff and they are requiring more bolts in the building, so, or some kind of heavier strengthening, stronger method for attachment. Item 9, the proposed logo sign on the canopy appears to match the existing logo sign and meets Union Depot Warehouse Historic District Guideline 7 for signs. For C, and I've read this into the record, for logos are encouraged, and D, color light colored letters on dark colored background. The logo letters are a light color on a black background. And staff recommendation. Staff recommends adopting the above as findings and approval of the project by the commission.
Mr. Langston, is there anything you would like to add to the staff report?
The initial intent was to avoid any perforations on the wall and repair the old ones, but it turns out there's a vaulted sidewalk that's hollow underneath. The size of the penetrations is minimum, so they're requiring us to reuse some anchorage on the building.
Okay. And so are you casting poles into the sidewalk? Is that what I'm reading?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And those are like standard 2.5 inch or 3 inch
three
poles? 3.5 inch poles, okay. Are there questions or comments from the commissioners?
Well, no, but you're saying because it's vaulted underneath, you have to put more holes in the building?
It's hollow. Hollow.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
So what does that do to the attachment to the building?
Our initial intent was to allow it to freestand and not put any attachments to the building, but due to the hollow nature of the sidewalk, the city's requiring us to additionally anchor to the building.
And so currently the current awning sits with looks like it's bolted into the wood trim.
Correct.
Is that correct?
So wood, I think the wood trim's cut away there and it's bolted into the CMU.
And that since it extends, it preempts, well, it's just for uplift is why they're doing this.
Correct.
So what is the new attachment going to be like?
It's currently in design review, and we initially had, like I said, initially, well, I was going to make it freestandings, but our goal now is to reuse the existing attachments as possible.
Okay. But you're not, it's not totally determined yet.
That's true. It hasn't been approved as yet. They've asked us to change it slightly, and I don't have those answers other than what we've provided as attachments.
It seems if the bottom frame and the supporting columns that you have out front should be enough to withstand the uplift, that additional connections to the underside of the are not really going to help you.
You're
relying on those engineers? Okay, you're relying on those engineers.
I'm doing a very similar project in the city of Tacoma at this moment with the canopy, and the city asked for it to be engineered, not a historic building or anything.
Okay.
But to my surprise, they added an attachment to the building to gain, in this case, a 90-mile-an-hour load. And here we're talking about a 100-mile-an-hour wind load, so... Likely there is an advantage there.
It seems that they can, rather than do it in attachment, that they can take it up and just member size, and instead of trying to sleeve those columns, to actually bolt them down.
Correct. The complication is the hollow nature of the sidewalk, allowing a limited perforation and size depth. So
the sidewalk's probably, 6 inches deep? For vaulted sidewalks?
Our perforations are limited there, I think, to 4 inches.
Okay.
Well, my concern is if the attachments are only going to be into the wood, I have no problem with that because that can be replaced or patched. But if it started to require anything that went into the surrounding structure, is when I'd start to have problems. And
sure.
So without knowing what they're going to require, it's hard to approve. I mean, as far as the design goes, there's no problem. I'm only concerned about the attachment.
Yeah, I agree. If it just goes into the wood, if there are additional attachments at the wood, then there's no... That's easily repaired.
Right. And the only reason I have a problem with that is right now, the current one, where it hits the wood, is squared off, but the new one is going to be curved. So I'm worried about where that curve is going to land.
And how it meets the building at the transom.
Based on the age of the building, I'm assuming the CMU block is hollow.
I said CMU, but I believe it's not supporting the rib structure, actually.
It is, okay.
But it's probably hollow clay tiles, actually, if the age of the building is as I would imagine it is.
1911?
Yeah, if you're anything but structural, so.
And they're not structural.
Yes.
Hollow clay tile is
yes.
Barely works as infill. So, yeah, well, that picture right there shows you how it meets where you've got a little bit of peekaboo for the transom behind on over the arch on the sort of corners on the...
Yeah, there's a lower attachment points that we expect to be able to reuse there where the end of the radius stops and the straight portion starts.
Right.
We're expecting to be able to reuse those attachment points and satisfy the city, but at this point... It's in a review, so.
Well, I guess I'd be okay with it as long as the final solution gets reviewed by staff.
Frank Terrell is the permit guy that we've been communicating on this, who's very aware of the historic angle on the permitting requirements. And what we can do is, first of all, if the commission doesn't have any issues with the proposal in terms of its, what they're proposing, the actual design, then we can take that if the commission wants to condition anything. If the existing attachment points are able to be reused, then that would be great. If there are any more than that, what we can do is we can cycle back to the commission either through an administrative communication and describe what the changes are. We can also work with Frank to try to find the least invasive alternative too. Those are all possibilities. So.
Yeah, it's just I don't like to approve something if I don't know what it is.
Sure.
It's going to be a solution. Okay.
Are there any other comments or questions from commissioners? At this time. Hearing none, we will proceed. Commissioner Sundell, would you make the motion?
Yes. I propose that the Urban Preservation Commission approve the application for new awnings at 1735 Jefferson in the Union Depot Warehouse Historic District, as presented with the condition that the final attachment solution be reviewed by staff.
Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded for approval. Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. Motion passes.
Issue decision will, the condition will be that when the final permits went through, when Frank or whoever done the plan review determines what the requirement for the attachments are going to be, if there's changes to that, then what's there, then we will proceed accordingly, and if we need to contact the commission again, we will. Otherwise, if we can find good alternative solutions or whatever, we'll have that discussion. But otherwise, you're good to go.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. As far as chair's comments, I have a request from staff for direction from the commission on window replacement for 1011 North K Street. Apparently, there's a non-historic window on the upper story of a house. It has two cost estimates. The applicant themselves is... I started that wrong.
I wanted to talk about that.
Okay, I'll let you do that then.
That's what I meant to say.
I've seen it. I'm reading off of Ruben's copy.
The applicant, the 85-year-old applicant, I visited with her yesterday and talked with her on the phone several times. She has a non-historic existing window in the upper window. It's an egress window. There's a bedroom. She's put together with her son a couple estimates. One was for wood clad, and they're attached to these photos. One is for vinyl. She has some health problems and couldn't be here. And we actually wanted to, and she also has an economic issue. She has an exemption for taxes, et cetera. And
I'll cut in here.
We're asking just for some direction. It's one window. She'd like it replaced. The wood clad would cost close to $3,000, and the vinyl, as you see, it's less.
And as it was, yeah. And
so now you can cut in.
The existing window is it's not historic. It's just a single pane, stopped in piece of glass.
Exactly.
And what Tony brought this to my attention, and really what we're asking for is, like I said, guidance from the commission, because on something like this, we would typically propose it for an admin review. A single window replacement is something that's in our admin review guidelines. This one's a little ambiguous because the three-part window is proposed for egress purposes, because she's replacing the window, so now she has to have egress in there. Her two estimates, one's the vinyl window, which in the past, or typically, we would take like a non-historic window replacement and vinyls that are in that ladder that you go up in the commission's bylaws. But in this case, you know, she's got glass in there, and it's a change in configuration and so forth. And so the reason why you're looking at this right now is because we knew we had a meeting tonight, and so instead of emailing the commission about it, we could solicit your guidance. And if it's something that's appropriate for, you know, administrative review, or if it's appropriate for action or anything, I mean, I leave it up to the commission, but this is, if we bring it back to the commission, we'll probably bring it back as probably an economic issue, for the vinyl window, although it's not replacing an original window to the house. It'll be a removal of a non-historic and an installation of something that has a configuration that's different from what is currently there. And like I said, when we change configuration, a lot of times that kind of gets into the gray area of admin review. So we just put it out there, and we'll proceed accordingly based on the guidance we get.
What are your thoughts, commissioners?
First of all, is this going to meet egress?
I went and talked with Blues today.
Very close.
Yeah.
Just to check.
Very close, but it's like
44
inches. Okay.
And the
sill height's okay?
30 inch, yeah, 2.7.
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah, it is. It will.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
2.5 by 2 feet, so 2.5 is 30 inches.
But with the casement,
but
it has to be clear.
With the
thickness around it.
I'm not sure.
You go back to the net opening of 5.7 square feet.
Right, but there are prescribed openings.
Yes.
And the
minimum opening widths that it has to be, which I believe it's 2.5 minimum by 2 feet vertical.
Well, the
2.5 width by 2 feet vertical, I believe, is the minimum.
So if a pair
of double hungs here be a better, no?
Less. If it's required for egress, the double hungs never work for egress.
Okay. Right, because you never get the height.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless they're really, really huge. Then you can't open them, they're so heavy.
Yeah, that's why you often have to go to casements.
Yeah.
If you wanted to look like that, this particular brand, you could put a bar in the center of it. And
I'd like to make sure that actually meets, because...
Well, now, who did you talk to?
I talked with Craig.
Okay.
And he said that, yes, this works.
Okay.
Okay.
So... hopefully he'll play that tomorrow.
I'm okay with it.
If this changes, so.
Any objections from commissioners? Commissioner York?
Well, we have two choices here. One of them is ply gem white vinyl. Are we saying yes to either
window.
One?
Yeah, the preference of the owner obviously is a low cost option, and they quoted both. I think they quoted the wood clad one first, and then got that, and then quote. I don't know, maybe not. I haven't even looked at the dates on those, but because they contacted us a couple of weeks ago to start this.
And
process.
Our guidance was the wood clad, and then in talking with them yesterday, she's really upset about the dollar, and so it kind of got into more depth discussion with her, and so she called and got, or her son called and got another estimate for vinyl, and we thought we'd come to the commission. And
since we have a meeting tonight, and you know, this is
direction.
Yeah, there's, I mean, at this point, you know, the commission's comfortable with that, great. If there's additional information or you want an application, we can do that too. This is not considered something that you have to act on.
There was something that Tony mentioned as you were going through this about a particular status she has already with regard to...
She did write that to me as well. Yesterday she told me that it was the exemption for real estate taxes.
Okay.
She's requested.
She's requested it or she
has
it?
She has it, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And she wrote that into her son wrote it into an email as well.
Okay.
So I just kind of wanted that on the record, in the files.
Seems to me if she has that, then she would certainly qualify for any kind of exemptions that we would probably offer as well. So.
Would anyone like to, I can make the motion. If we're in agreement, yes. Getting a nod, yes. Landmarks Preservation Commission moves to approve the replacement of the second story street side window at 1011 North K Street and direct staff to approve the project as submitted or as negotiated with the owner. Is there a second?
Second.
Pardon me, that was more complicated than I wanted to make it.
We got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the window replacement at 1011 North K Street. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no.
Was there a second? Yes.
Yes, there
I'm
was.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Motion passes. And we can adjourn, but I will reserve a couple minutes for either staff or commissioner comments.
I'm good.
I'll put in another plug for our North Slope Progressive Dinner, if anybody is interested in that. I have some flyers. Visit
four of the historic homes in the district for the dinner. And Marrow is providing the main course, and Infinite Soups is doing the soup course. And other people are making up the other ones.
That's really impressive.
If there are no, I know, in this weather, if there are no other announcements, we are adjourned.